Time for another edition of the Coach's Corner. Of course, we're recapping the 2017-2018 high school sports season. Joining us today is Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbonado Track and Field Squad. Derek Hillam had a huge performance over the weekend. State champion in two events. Both the Carbon boys and girls finished eighth overall. We'll recap the state championship tournament and then talk about the 2018 season as a whole. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Always looking forward to it, Coach, always. We'll start by recapping the state championship tournament, which went down this past weekend at Brigham Young University in Provo. Solid performance from both the boys and the girls. Both finish eight in their, on each side of the track. All in all, how did you assess the way the kids performed?
We did really, really well. I was proud of our kids, the way they fought through the whole meet, the way that they we didn't have a disappointing thing happen at that track meet. It's very, very seldom that you have a meet that you make it all the way through and not have a couple things that fall apart on you. And we really didn't. You know, we got kids in finals where we needed. They performed just great. I was really impressed with the entire group. This is the first time in a long time our boys and girls teams both were able to pull that many points at state at the same time. So as a complete effort as a team, it was amazing.
Well, let's talk about some of the individual performers, and we have to talk about Derek Hillam, who was nothing short of fantastic for you guys. I mean, he wins the 300-meter hurdles and then picks up the win in the long jump as well. Solid performance. To say you're a state champion in two different events, I mean, that's saying something.
It is, you know, and for him, it was really cool because, you know, he was expected to win the long jump. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on him to win that long jump state title because he was number one going into state. He had a little bit of a hiccup at the BYU meet where he just had a bad day, and we talked about it and worked through it a little bit, and so he was really prepared. And the prelims of the hurdles was the same day as the long jump, and he put in a good jump and then had to go run the prelims, and he ran the prelims, and he said, man, I felt pretty good in the prelims. I ran just an easy race to get into the finals. And he came back and won the long jump, and I think that took pressure off of him. Once he won that long jump title, it was like, hey, I'm a state champ. And then the next day in the hurdles, he just said, hey, I'm going to go for it. Hadn't really won a 300-hurdle race all year long. Goes out and wins the state title and surprises a lot of people. Ran an amazing time in doing it, and it hit his ankle on that last hurdle, which banged him up a little bit, and we actually gave him the option to be out of the 4x4 at the end of the meet. And he was about to let his teammates down, and he said, hey, I want to run that 4x4. Went out, ran a great 4x4 to place third in the 4x4 at the end of the meet. And so, I mean, you can't say enough about a kid that's willing to do that and put aside his own accolades to go help a team. And so, I mean, as amazing as it was for him to win that state title in both of those events, it was just as amazing that he didn't take the easy way out. He went and finished the meet and got his team a third place finish in that 4x4.
And we can talk about some of the kids that have pushed Derek all year long, especially in that long jump. To no surprise, Carson Frame and Carter Fawcett both score points for Carbon in that event.
Yeah, you know, we knew we would have been a little bit surprised if we didn't get all three in the final. It was a little scary there for a little bit. I wasn't sure we were going to get all three in. The thing is, all three of them return. And so we're going to dominate that long jump again next year. It's going to be really exciting to see. And, you know, Carson has done a lot of good things for us. I mean, he ran a really good hurdle race, pulled some points in the 110 hurdles. And Carter Fawcett pulled some points in the 400. I think he took eighth in the 400. And both of those events for those guys are not things that they particularly like to do, but they'll do it for the team to try to score as many points. And then they were all on that 4x1 with Jalen Dennis that took fifth. I mean, they ran a personal best time in that race and did a lot of really good things for us there. And so I was really impressed. Our 4x4 team had Jared Spenlove that came out of from the distance side over to sprints this year, and he ran a really good leg in that to help us out and get a third place on that.
I know I asked you just a week ago, if I'd have told you at the beginning of the year the boys were going to finish third in region, would you take that? And you laughed and said, absolutely. Eighth place at state. I mean, as far as expectations go, where does that sit? It
sits really well, because the thing is when you look at this new setup with region, the points that separate all the teams is not a whole lot of points. It's just a couple things here and there that need to change, and a couple things that, you know, if we do a little bit better or if we place kids in different events a little bit, it makes a huge difference. And so we're in that learning curve right now where it's just the first time it's been this way where we actually can kind of plot state and kind of figure out, okay, if we do this with this kid, where's this going to help us? Where's this going to hurt us? We kind of made the decision after region that we wanted to do the best that we could in certain events, and so we didn't necessarily go after a state title. We put ourselves in a position that if somebody stumbled along the way, we might have an opportunity, but nobody stumbled this year. And so next year, though, I think we'll be able to kind of place and strategically go after it a little bit.
Yeah, you're 8 points away from a top five finish this year, and you finished eighth overall. I mean, that should speak volumes to just how close it really was on the guy's side.
Right. Well, when you think about it, our guys just doubled the score of what we scored at region last year at state. So that right there is pretty amazing when you think about that. I mean, our guys only put up about 20-some-odd points at region last year, and this year, I mean, they're scoring in the 30s at state. It's an amazing thing and an amazing accomplishment by these boys, what they've done for us this year.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbondale Track and Field Squad. Coach, let's flip it, talk about the girls. We'll start with Reagan Hansen, logged a third-place finish in the 3,200 meters and again in the 1,600 meters. Had a solid outing and accumulated some points for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Reagan's a great distance runner, and you never know with Reagan how she's going to come out and perform from meet to meet, because, you know, distance runners, sometimes they'll feel really good and run really well, and other times, if they're not feeling quite right, it shows up. I mean, it's not like in the 100 where it's a couple hundreds. When you multiply that over distance, it can really show up in a big way. And Reagan was feeling it the first day, went out, ran really well. And the second day, she came out and responded really well and did it again. 2 meets, that gave her a lot of confidence. I'm really excited about what she was able to do. She's one of those kids that she works harder than anybody. Goes out, runs in fields, she runs all year long and never stops. And it's neat to see a kid see her hard work pay off with some accolades like that, taking third in both events. She's ranked seventh in that 16 and came out, took third, and ran a new PR for her and really helped out our girls. On both days, she was the first event on the track that really kind of got us started.
Another girl that's been outstanding for you, not only this year, Coach, but in years past as well, it's Shannon Baker, a third-place finish in the 400. And she also scored some points for you guys in another event, I believe the 200 meters, if memory serves me right. I mean, Shannon has been phenomenal for you guys for years.
Yeah, Shannon's been amazing. And the thing is, you know, Shannon wanted to win that 400 really bad. But her main goal was to go below a minute. That's been her goal all year, is to get under a minute in the 400. She was able to do that taking third. She ran a 59.88, which was phenomenal time. I mean, all three of those girls that ran that race ran the three fastest times of the year for all three of them. And so she's got nothing to hang her head about. She's been marvelous for us this year. Shannon has just been on top of things, done really well for us. She ran that 200 and took seventh in the 200, and then she turned around in the 4x4 and anchored our 4x4 team and brought us to third in that race with her 400 on the end leg there. And Shannon has just been, she's been amazing this year. And that's one of the, when you flip the sides to the girls' side, she's a senior that we're really going to miss, and it's going to be hard to fill that hole.
You do have a lot of youth, though, on this girls' side. And when you talk about Emma Christensen, this is a freshman that scored you points, finished top five in the high jump as a freshman.
She did, you know, and that's the thing with Emma, is Emma's learning a lot. Every time she goes out and jumps, she's showing glimpses of being an excellent, if not one of the best high jumpers that Carbon's ever had. But she's young, and so she's got to learn a few things about, how to manage meets and stuff, and she's getting there. She did a really good job of that, placing fourth. It's the highest I've ever had a freshman place in the high jump at state. And for her to go out and have that kind of thing the first time out, she's going to have, you know, three more years, and she'll be that much better each year. And so she'll have a lot to aim for, and I look forward to seeing what she can do in the next couple of years. And then you also have McKenna Blank as a freshman that goes out and places third in the 800, runs the fastest time any freshman at Carbon High has ever ran. With a 2:22, she wasn't that far off the school record, and that school record's held by her sister-in-law. And so, it's funny that we were talking about how neat it'll be if she can take that record down at some point. But you know, and she helped anchor that 4x4 helped run that 4x4 with Shannon as well. And so we got a lot of youth on this team. You know, we had Harley McGlory that she went out in the shot put and just competed. She ended up in eighth, I think, there, but she's thrown really well. Jody Noyes has thrown really well for us. I mean, and these kids are all underclassmen, you know, and so they're going to be, you know, Jody will be a senior next year, but Harley will only be a junior, and a lot of good things Mariana Molinar in the javelin goes out as a first-time javelin thrower and as a sophomore and places in the top eight there. And so there's a lot of upside that we're looking at that could be really helpful to us.
As we go into the off season, Coach, and you know, this is just my assessment, is it easier for these kids to prepare for track and field year-round than any other sport?
A little bit, but the big thing is that, and when it comes to the off season, I am a really a loud proponent, and some of the coaches might disagree with what I have to say about the off season. I think it's important that the kids jump into multiple sports. I think that cross training from your sport to another sport, track relates with all the other sports.
Right.
So if they're doing soccer, or if they're doing cross country, or if they're doing football, or if they're doing whatever it may be, they need to jump into other sports. I'd like to see all of my track athletes be three sport athletes. With that being said, I think when you get into the summer months, I think it's important too for these kids to have some time off. I think it's really important for these kids to have, you know, a month to kind of take some time off of their legs, get recovered and stuff before they start into, you know, camps and all the other stuff that goes along with everything else. I think as coaches, we can push a little too much and have too much effort on these kids when these kids really, they're doing all that they can, you know, and we ask them to be three sport athletes. We need to understand that they also need some time to recover from seasons, and they need to get going into it. I mean, a lot of these girls on my team were in basketball, came straight from basketball into track, and they haven't had any break. And so I think the next little while, they need a little bit of rest. But like I said, I think if a lot of these kids can jump in and become three-sport athletes, that is the ultimate goal. You know, if you're in track, jump into something else in the spring, jump into something, or in the winter, jump into something else in the fall. And that'll make them that much better, because when we get them in track, it's just they're already ready to go.
I know you guys worked to get to the state championship meet, Coach, but when you recap the entire 2018 season as a whole, your thoughts on it? I mean, what, now that you've had a couple of days to kind of reflect on it, you get a little bit of a break to, you know, take a step back, take a deep breath. How do you assess the entire year as a whole?
I think there's one word that describes this team that hasn't really been with any other track team I've had, and that's team. I mean, they really have been a team, and they found that out on their own. I think every kid on the team has had a positive experience, and they've really been able to excel at finding out how to help each other out, how to cheer for each other, how to go and do the extra mile. You know, you look at something as small as what Derek Hillam does at State. That was the whole season with most of these kids, is they would put their own things on hold to help the team out in the end, and that's where we've got a shift. You know, with the classification change and that's where I see Carbon High's track future going, is we've got to make it a team sport where everybody's pulling their own weight and helping each other out and cheering for each other and doing those things, because we can win a team title. And I think that the kids saw a glimpse of that up at State this year, and they saw it at Region too, that as we meld together as a team, it's a lot better. I think in years past, that's been a hard concept because of the classification has been so misaligned, as far as there was no chance of us being in a state conversation. And so I think that's what I've gained from this year, is we've kind of got a formula now. Now we just need to build on that formula and kind of shift our thinking from individual state titles to team state titles.
Coach, it's always so much fun to get you on and again talk about the track and field team. Thank you for always giving us time throughout the year, and congratulations on a very successful 2018 season.
Well, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbondano Track and Field Squad, recapping the 2018 track and field season for Carbon High. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.